It is safe to say voters in the Hawkeye State are by now narrowing their keen political sights on the race for the White House. Iowa will once again play an outsized role in a presidential election when, in a little more than 4 months, it will host the first nominating contest of the season. Lisa Desjardins reports on the latest sprint among the Democratic hopefuls.
In Iowa, the pressure and the stakes couldn't be higher.
Does that look about ready?
Saturday, Democratic candidates angled for attention at the annual Iowa Steak Fry, grilling meat and veggie burgers, dancing with supporters, and addressing thousands of caucus-goers.
In this unprecedented moment in American history, we need to run an unprecedented campaign.
And it comes as the presidential pack faces some shifting reality. The new Iowa poll from the Des Moines Register and CNN shows a change. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has stepped into first place in the Hawkeye State, 2 points ahead of former Vice President Joe Biden. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, while still in third, is now 11 points behind the lead. Warren played down the results Sunday while picketing with striking auto workers in Detroit.
I don't do polls. We are still months away from the Iowa caucuses and the first primary elections. We are on this picket line today to say that we're going to make this America work for everyone.
But Iowa numbers are clearly on others' minds. Senator Kamala Harris, running fifth in the poll, is changing gears, announcing more focus on Iowa. In South Carolina Sunday, our Yamiche Alcindor spoke to Harris about that strategy.
I am really excited about where we are. Our strategy was always to invest in Iowa early, which we did, and to ramp up after Labor Day, which we're doing.
Hello, Iowa!
Others are more blunt about their situations, like New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. His campaign released a memo, it said, told the unvarnished truth that he needs to raise $1.7 million by the end of the month. Booker has the most endorsements in Iowa, but his team said without the cash, he will have to leave the race.
Grow or get out.
This all in the shadow of allegations that President Trump pressed Ukraine's president to investigate Biden. A chorus of Mr. Trump's opponents criticized him over that this weekend. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
They're extremely disturbing. In fact, if true, they represent a betrayal of the United States.
Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro.
It is time for you to do your job and impeach Donald Trump.
And Biden himself.
A serial abuser. That's what this guy is. He abuses power everywhere he can. If he sees any threat to his staying in power, he'll do whatever he has to do. But this crosses the line.
From the right, Republican opponent and former GOP Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld went even further.
That's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason pure and simple.
Still, the campaign goes on. The weekend included an LGBTQ forum in Iowa, more striking auto workers. Biden joined this group in Kansas City. And yesterday, Sanders showed he wants a broad map, meeting with the Comanche tribe and holding a rally in Oklahoma. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.